Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Sharnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Sharnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Sharnell Williams.
Hello, hello, hello. Could you hear me? Hey, everybody. How y'all doing out there in the world? Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, author Sharnell, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I'm a publisher, writer, radio host, and as you see, I'm the founder of Yana 23. We are here today to talk about Yana 23. I just want to say, I hope everybody went out and got and registered. I'm planning on shutting it down the 1st of April, shutting it down. It's not no April Fool's joke either, because y'all know April Fool is the 1st. So, no, I'm planning on shutting and closing down registration on April the 1st. So, I just want everybody to go Yana23.eventbrite.com. If you haven't registered, you must register. And you must register anyway if you want to be in a house with all these fantastic ladies that I'm going to have, the red carpet Alicia, the keynote speaker Tangie. Oh, my God, yeah, it's just going to be so amazing. I am so – do I sound like I'm so excited? I am so excited about Yana 23, y'all. So I'm telling you, register now. And we're going to bring Tangie on. So we want to talk to Tangie. One second. Hello, is Tangie there?
Hey, 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 Sharnell.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. I'm happy. I'm happy.
I know it. Me too. I'm so excited.
Yes, I am. So I want to thank you for being on my podcast, Let's Talk To Podcast. As I said, this month I'm doing all the women that it's over. The month is over, the 30th. So I was doing all the women that was speaking at Yana 23. And I am just so proud of everybody, like how far everybody came and how far that people is not shy to talk no more. So, Tangie, could you tell my audience a little bit about Tangie? Who is Tangie?
Well, two main things that I'm very proud of is that I'm a mother and I am a grandmother. Excuse me. So those two are the biggest things in my life that I'm very proud to be. But I'm from South Carolina, born and raised. I have a little bit going on. You know, I am an author eight, because I just published my eighth book. So I'm an eight-time self-published author. I am a editor-in-chief of the Paints Purpose magazine that started in 2016. I am a motivational and inspirational speaker. I have my own business called T-Rose Media Film Production, where I do a little bit of filming for stage plays and movies, and I ghostwrite and I do a little bit of everything, but I'm also a full-time mental health clinician where I work with South Carolina Department of Mental Health with elementary age children and some adults. So yeah, that's who I am. That's what I have going on, and I love everything that God has placed in my lap. I wouldn't change it for the world.
That's right. Amen to that. Amen to that. So, Tangie, you are going to be the keynote. Let's go back, Tangie, because you was at two of my other events early on when I started. You were at two of my earlier events.
Yes.
And that's how I met you. Yes. And,
yes.
Now, I say like what? Let me see. I can't even remember when I first started, but it's been 6 years ago because it's the sixth one. So you probably got the first and the second one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes, it was the first and
second. Yeah, so in between that, 3, 4, 5, 6, you coming back. You coming back.
I'm so excited.
And this time
we're
going to be in the Poconos.
Back. Yes.
And this time
we're going to
be in the Poconos at Kalahari Resorts. And Tangi is going to be my keynote speaker. Let me tell y'all about Tangi. Let me tell you, and Tangi, I hope my sister listening, because she was like, is the lady coming? Because she had me in tears. The lady that her son was locked up and she was fighting to get her son out. I said, yes, she's going to be my keynote speaker.
I love
she
it.
She
I
had
love
me
it.
In tears. She said she had me in tears. I was like, oh, my God. Did I ask my sister? My sister don't really remember a lot. She remembers certain things. So I was like, oh, you remember Tansy? She said, Al, she ain't remembered your name, but she remembered your story. And that's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to remember my name. Remember my story. You understand what I'm saying? So
exactly.
She just said that. Yeah. She just said, she was like, no, she had me in tears. She was crying. She was talking about her son. Until this day, she always say something about your son, the story about your son. So I was like, yeah, she fought. Then I was like, yeah, but her son is home now. You know, I said at that time she was fighting for him. Now, you know, he's home. So she was like, she had me in tears the way she told it. I was like, oh, and I told her, I said, you want to meet her? I want y'all to meet. Well, sorry about that. Yeah, I've been at technically difficulties. Tangi will be calling back in a minute. So here she go. Hello?
I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
Hello? Yeah, I see. But yeah, she's
I'm
just
so
saying,
sorry.
You know, that's okay. We know technology. We already know about it, Tangi.
Right.
We already know about it. But yeah, so I told her, me and her was talking about you, Tangi. You wrote a book. I told her, what is it called? The End. What's the book, your latest book? Not the latest book, the book before
my,
that. You turn into a movie.
Is it?
You turn into
it,
a movie now.
Dating a Narcissist.
Not, yeah. You know, I told my sister, she needs to talk to you because y'all was in the same boat. And it's not funny. So y'all gonna talk when you meet up with my sister. So y'all gonna have a conversation because I told her, I said y'all need to have a conversation. But
right.
And I told her she needs to get your book. And you're doing a movie about her, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we did the stage play in August, and so now we're doing the movie. We're in production for the movie.
Now tell us. Tell us the title. Tell us about it.
So it's based on a true story, my relationship with a guy that I dated out of Charleston, South Carolina. He was definitely a narcissist, a narcissistic person. And that's, I learned as a mental health clinician that is actually a diagnosis in the DSM-5 book for diagnosis. And it's just, never could do anything wrong. Wouldn't take ownership for anything, ever made everything seem like it was my fault. At one point, I felt like I was losing my mind. And so I said, you know, it has to be more people out here that's going through what I'm going through. And so I wanted to put it in the form of a book. So I wrote the book about it first. And then I put it into the form of a stage play, wrote the script for it, and it was a sold-out crowd last year. And he actually came to your event with me, the last event that I did. He actually came there, and again, you guys didn't know it, but he showed out so bad. He showed out so bad when we were there that I wanted to get up and walk out because he had me feeling like I was, like, not even worthy to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but that's a little bit about, you know, the book and the story.
Well, look at you now. Look at you now. You survived it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and it takes so many people to get out of relationships. You understand what I'm saying? So you survived, you know, turned your story into a book, a play. Now it's going into a movie.
Yes, yes. Like, and wow. The crazy thing is, we, you tend to not know, you know, that that's who a person is until you actually get into it, and then things start not to make sense to you, you know, and then you start, as people that's caught up in that, you tend to take ownership for everything that's done wrong until you just realize, hey, it's not me, you know, it's not me. And then
so,
you can actually, you can actually focus on, you know, getting out of that situation.
Now, let me ask you a question. In case somebody who's listening right now is dealing with one or don't understand if he or she won, what are some of the signs that you know now that you didn't know at that time?
Constantly doing stuff and then blaming you for it, starting arguments and blaming you for it. One of the things that he did was multiple cheating and staying out all night long, but then blaming me for it and calling me out of my name and, you know, not taking ownership for anything that he did, never was apologetic for anything that he did or was apologetic and then instantly taking it right back, making you feel like that you're less than, you know, based on his actions, doing things that he knows is not right, you know, to you, but making excuses for it and making it seem like that the reason why they're doing this is because of you, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, just one thing about a narcissistic person is they're not going to take ownership for nothing. And so basically that's what it is.
So what would you advise somebody? Because I know everybody is different. Relationship is different. What would you advise a woman or a man to do if they're in that situation? Run like crazy?
So basically what I would do is just tell people to pay attention, you know, to the signs. And if somebody is doing something wrong, don't immediately take ownership for it. You know what I'm saying? Make them be held accountable for what for their own actions. You know, that way you're not carrying that burden, because sometimes it can make you feel overwhelmed to the point of you feel like you're losing your mind in the process of it. So just watch the signs and, again, make them be accountable for their actions of what they're doing, even though they don't want to.
So, yeah, watch them signs, you know, and go. Where can they find your book at?
Actually, it's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. It's in Walmart, on Walmart.com. If you just put my name in the search box, all of my books will come up, but mainly Amazon. You can purchase the book from Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to go out there and read her book. But, Teddy, I'm just so excited I'm talking to you. So, Yana 23, keynote speaker. What is your topic? What is she going to talk about? Just give them a little nip.
So, I was inside a store, so I couldn't really talk loud.
Yeah.
So, God has given me several different topics. I'm just trying to wait on him to solidify exactly what it is that he wants me to pour into the women. But I will say that a lot of the pouring is going to come from things that we've gone through in our past. A lot of times people think that just because they've been wounded, or they've been broken, or they've gone through the trials and the tribulations of life, that they can't be used, that they can't go back to school and, you know, further their education. They can't start their own businesses, which is a lie. And so I want people, especially our women, to know that We're stronger in the wilderness, if that makes sense to people. Sometimes we have to go into the wilderness to be able to find our purpose, because God said to me in the midst of what I was going through was that my purpose was laying in my pit. So I had to go through the trenches in order to find my purpose. And so I just want to empower and encourage women, especially women, not to give up in the process, because the process is necessary. And we have to stop looking at things at a physical standpoint. I know that we want to see everything tangible, things that we can feel. But according to God, he instructs us to walk by the Spirit. And so he tells us to call those things that are not as though they were. So we have to walk as if we already gotten those things. I never saw myself as a college graduate because I was a high school dropout. But here I am with three degrees. I never saw myself being a business owner, especially not a media film production company. But here I am, a business owner. I never saw myself leaving South Carolina, because here people are so closed-minded that they don't venture out. But here I am, a world traveler. So I just want to empower the women that even though a door may be closed in your face, even though the rug may seem like it's pulled from under you, even though it seems like hell is breaking loose all around you, you still have to trust the process, because in the process is where you're going to be defined and finding exactly what it is that you're supposed to do if you don't give up in the midst of the wilderness, your wilderness experience. So that's just some of it.
Wow, Tazzy, you gonna have a floor. Oh my God, you go! I just can't wait. You gonna have the floor. So, Yana 22, y'all, still time to register. Yana 23.eventbrite.com. Register right now. Amen. If you want to be in my own journal, you know, I still got a couple of pages left. I got to check my journal, too. I still got a couple of pages left, half page and a whole page. I think I probably got like three left, if I'm not mistaken. Go to Yana23.eventbrite. And if y'all want to promote y'all business, advertise y'all business. Now, remember, people are going to see your advertisement because people coming from all over Atlanta. You understand what I'm saying? People coming from all over. So advertise your business if you can't beat it. And if you can't beat it and you know somebody in a tri-state area, gift them a registration ticket. Gift it to them. You know, ain't nothing wrong with sometimes you got to get it back, right, Tansy?
That's exactly right. Sometimes
you got to
sew back.
That's right. So,
But a lot of times we get caught up in, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. But what you have to understand is, people can't take anything that God has specifically designed for you. And so there is nothing wrong with helping your sister or your brother to do even the same thing that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't put myself in a category where I'm competing with people. That my whole thing is I'm going to help pull you up. Just because nobody was there to pull me up, that doesn't mean that I'm going to treat you with that same type of mirror. I'm not going to mimic the mirror that was given to me. So I'm going to do whatever I can to help my sister, help my brother to walk in their calling, to walk in their purpose. And y'all, it's okay. It's multiple magazines out here. You know, it's so many thousands of different magazines. So that's not to say Charnel can't write a magazine. That's not to say Charnel can't have a women empowerment. I had my women empowerment, women of strength, way before Charnel started. But when she called and asked me for information, I was apt to give it to her, because Charnel can't take anything that God has designed for me. So we got to get out of that mindset of being afraid that somebody is going to surpass us. Amen. Because if we said that we're walking in the pathway that God laid, then guess what? That's what it is. And it doesn't matter who reached whatever level it is before the other person. You're still on your journey, so you're still going to reach your destiny. So let's support each other.
Amen. And that is so true. I was listening to this guy speak on Instagram, and he was saying basically what you were saying, but he named our people. He said, it's our people, and it's sad.
And most
you know
of it is.
Yeah, he was like, he said he go to, like, he fly across the world, and he go to different, like, nationalities. He'd be with different nationalities, and he was like, they support one another. They do this, but it's just our people. What's going on with our people? Somebody please tell me. So, and I
because
agree with him.
Because we have the crap mentality. We have the crap mentality because of the things that we've gone through and the things that we have endured, even from the before with our ancestors that was going through whatever it is that they were going through. We have a crap mentality to the point that if we get something, we want to hold on to it so tight that we help the next person reach that level. So we, as an African-American community, we're going to try to keep you underneath, just a little underneath of where we are because we don't want you to surpass us. I don't look at it like that. I look at it, if I come up, you're going to come up. If you pass me, oh, well, I still got a destiny to reach. So we got to get out mm-hmm. of that mindset of being a crowd, pulling each other down. Like, for instance, you're doing your sixth annual women's YANA event. Some mm-hmm. women can look at you and say, who she thinks she is? Who, and you know, just negatively, just off the rip, without looking at, you know, what's going to come from the impact and the outcome that's going to come from this magnitude of event that you're putting on. You know, we automatically look at it as, oh, that's just Charnel. No, that ain't just Charnel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God chooses. He can choose who he wants to. You might look at it as just, that's just Charnel, but you got to look at the impact. You got to look at the outcome of what it's going to do to transform and transition the lives and the mindsets of the people that's going to be in attendance for years to come.
And that is so true. You know, that is, and that's why I bring everyone together. You know, and I start including, since my husband is the host of it, since I started bringing in, like, you can bring your whoever, you know, all is welcome. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it's like my brother was like, well, why you named it Women Empowerment if you're saying I can come? Okay, because woman, men, one, men. You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
It's just that, you know, everybody is wealthy because everybody can learn from one another. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We had to, like, come as one. If we don't come as one, you know, who going to treat us as one if we don't come as one? We got to come together. And that's why our people got so much slack on different things because we don't work together. What's wrong with working together?
Cool.
You helped me a lot, Tangie. You understand what I'm saying? I'm grateful that you showed me the way about women's empowerment. You really helped me a lot. I think I called you a couple of times for advice on different things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what's wrong with that?
It's nothing when you're secure within yourself and what you have going on. Only people that have a problem with helping you and giving out information are those who are insecure within themselves and within what they have going on themselves. I still look at it as you can't take away the design that God has for me because he said in his word, what's for me is for me. And I don't care if we're doing the same thing. You know, and that's the type of mindset that we have to have. And those are the type of women that I like to surround myself with. You know,
me too.
Like-minded women like me. That if I find or if I sense or if I discern anything other than that, I will remove myself quickly. Yes, I will.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, everybody ain't meant to be in your circle. Everybody is not meant to be in your circle, and sometimes you just gotta say bye bye. Because a lot of people think you leave just like you leaving a nest. I'm gonna call it leaving a nest. You ain't leaving because you tired of them or whatever. You leaving because you want to grow. Sometimes you just can't stay at where you at because now it's time for you to grow. And if you just sitting there and staying there where you at, it feel like you ain't going nowhere. You got to get out that comfort zone. You got to make things happen. God going to help you, but you got to help yourself too. He can't do all the work,
exactly.
Right,
Exactly. He says that faith without work is dead. And I was telling my supervisor today, I seen a post on Facebook. It was a young girl knelt down praying, but she wasn't doing nothing. Mm. That's all she was doing. So she had the faith, but she had no work. And then another little girl on the same picture was kneeling down praying, but she also stood up and began to water her plants. And it said faith with works, and it showed the picture of it. And I said, that's how we should operate, because we think that just because we go down on our knees that things are just going to fall in place. No, you got to put things in place and then let God begin to lead that design that you put into place. Just let God be the forerunner of that. But you got to do something. You have to do something. If you didn't ever put your pencil to the book, to the paper, you wouldn't have a book.
Wow, that's deep. And it's just like, it's just so, you know, and I just, like, a woman asked me, why do you have this? And I was like, why do I have it? I said, I'm having it so we all can come together and network as one. You know, we should come together as one, and we network. We know we explore. We tell people things, and you know, you never know who you might need to hear what you got to say, and it might uplift them. You understand what I'm saying? It can be you talking about your, just say, production company, and somebody sitting in the audience trying to figure out I wanted to do this for a long time, and you talking about it and expiring on, they can get up and say, yeah, I want to do that now. You know, Tim, you just told me I can do it, you know?
Right,
and it's just
right.
That, you know, we have to inspire one another, and
it's
so lost, this world.
You have to have this type of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You have to embrace that type of mindset and adopt that type of mindset and understand that it doesn't matter what you're going to do in life. The enemy is always going to be present. But God has given us power to trample over the enemy. When I had my stage play, again, I had a sold-out crowd at my stage play, my very first stage play. There was two young ladies at my stage play from Atlanta, Georgia. And they tried to threaten me, because what happened was when I first started with my stage play, I had reached out to this girl in Atlanta to write my script for me, because at the time I wasn't writing scripts and things like that. So she wrote a script for me based on my book, but when I got the script, it was so many errors in it. I had to go in and rewrite the whole script myself. And
wow.
I just asked the Holy Spirit to lead me. I paid her $350 to write my script. So I asked the Holy Spirit to lead me, you know, to show me what I needed to do. And he did, so I rewrote the script. Well, they felt some type of way about me rewriting the script, and they said that I was trying to take her credit. I told them I still gave her credit, because I said that she was the original writer of the stage play. That's all I could give her. She was the original. I just had to go in and rewrite it. But they came all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and sat in my stage play and stared me down throughout the whole stage play, trying to cause fear. But I wasn't afraid, because, for one, I really didn't know who they was when they were sitting there. It was only afterwards that they came up to me and they said, you didn't give the person her credit, and that's what we came here for. And I said, the devil, you is a lie. I said, I've been giving her credit that she was the original writer, which I didn't have to give her anything, because I had to rewrite it. And she said, you ain't heard The Last of Us. And they walked out. But one of the girls that was with her, she was like, oh, the stage play was good, though. It was good, like that. And I said, thank you. And they walked out. Before I could get home, this girl and the girl who wrote the original stage play, they had blasted me so bad on Facebook. It was ridiculous. I mean, they put up so much stuff about me. They had me looking like I was the worst person in this world. And God told me to shut my mouth. He said, you don't have to identify who I already called you to be. That is not you. And don't you even put your mouth on it. Let them feel good in their own mess, because that's all they're getting. Because people that know you, they know you for who you are. You don't have to go and answer or prove to them who Tangy is. So don't you even put your mouth on them. Let them say what they want to say. Everybody was coming to me saying, have you seen? Yeah, y'all, I seen that. But guess what? That doesn't have anything to do with me. That doesn't have, and then her, she had her daughter calling me. She had her sisters calling me. Everybody was saying this and that. And when I come to Atlanta, what they was going to do to me. That's the fear of the enemy. But you got to stand bold. So I'm encouraging you, ladies. People are going to come for you because they're jealous. They are jealous. And they don't want to see you prosper. But you got to stand on the solid foundation, and don't you be moved. And every action doesn't require a reaction. I could have made it ugly by coming back and forth. But God told me to shut my mouth, because my identity had already been established through him of who I was. So they couldn't touch me. They couldn't touch me.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen to that. And, you know, like you said, people going to come after you. People going to do this. I have a lot of people telling me how to do my show. Like, the one lady was like, I would have had this person on my show if I had a show. Okay, the key word is that you don't have a show. How are you going to tell me how to run my show and you don't have a show?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's just people like, and then my husband always tell me, Chanel, because I can get a temper now. I can bring the Nork out of me. You understand what I'm saying? And my husband's like, you got to relax, Chanel. You got so much. Just relax. Sit back. And just sometimes you got to listen and sit back and observe. You know, don't worry about what because people want to say stuff because they're jealous. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They were like, don't worry about it. Because I went to him. I was like, this lady told me I had somebody on my show. She was like, why are you at her show? She was cursing too much. And she was cursing too much and stuff. So she was like, I wouldn't have nobody on my show cursing. And then I would have edited everything. You know, she was just telling me what to do. So I was like,
that's
my show is live.
People don't want to be truthful. Let people be people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody cursed.
I was like, stand your truth. Tell your truth however you tell your truth. Because it ain't it's not going to take away from who I am either way. But a lot of times we want to hide behind a mask.
Amen.
Let people be free of who they are. And sometimes we take the mask off, we still got on a costume. Still looking like a clown. Take everything off and be free. You know?
That is so true, Teddy. That is so true. That's what I tell him. I'll be like, I'm being myself. He's like, but sometimes you just got to sit quiet, Chanel. Just listen. Sometimes just listen. And it's just that, you know, when people telling you how you should do this, how you should do that, and they not doing nothing. You understand what I'm saying? How you going to tell them? That's just like somebody coming up, Chanel, I read your book, but you should change the cover, or you should change the inside, just something. But she don't even got a book out. She ain't even writing a book. How's she going to tell me what to do with my book? You understand what I'm saying? But I guess that's the rules of the world. People always got something to say when they don't have nothing going on.
Exactly. I have a book called They Said, But Who Cares? And I wrote that book for that specific reason, because it's a lot of people that they say, but my thing of it is, who cares what you say? So in that book, that's what I talk about. Okay, you said it, but what that's got to do with me? I don't care what you say. It's an inspirational book to encourage people to live for themselves. We got to start living for people. We'll never reach where we're supposed to be, because we're going to always be altering things based on what people feel and think and what we ought to do.
And that is so true. You know, you got to be true to yourself, you know. And if you like you said, behind a mask is not being true to yourself. You know, be true to yourself. And it's a certificate. Oh, how about that word? I can't think of the word. But it's a classy way to be true to yourself. I ain't saying go out and bring out the ghetto and all that. You understand what I'm saying? But you still can be true to yourself. Like, I love Monique because Monique.
Okay.
I love Monique because Monique speaks what's on her mind. No matter how she speak it, she speaks what's on her mind, and I like that about her. I like realness. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Realness.
Yes.
I don't like that phony stuff. That phony stuff, that drives me crazy. I don't like that phony stuff. You got to be real with Charnell. If you ain't real with me, you know, be real. And that's why I bring all these women together, because I want us to network and connect. And by us coming together, I'm working on something that I can't say now, but I'm working on something with Yana on 23. And I just want all of us to be a part of it, because I'm not going to keep saying my Yana, my event. It's our event, whoever participate in the event with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and I feel bad sometimes, you know, I feel like, you coming to my event? You going to be a vendor at my event? You going to be a speaker at my event? And I got to start saying our event if you include it. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right,
that makes everybody feel like wanted and appreciated. You know, you got to learn
exactly
how to talk to, like, people. But
yeah, because
Candy,
even though it's your event, it wouldn't be an event if it wasn't
without
for the ladies coming to
without
speak.
Without the speakers. Right.
That's
without
right
the speakers, the attendees, the vendors, there wouldn't be no event, for real. And that's
exactly.
I think I said that on one of my shows, too. It wouldn't be no event. So I really appreciate everybody who reached out to me about my event and wanted to be a part of our event now, because it was my event at first, but now it's our event, because it's a lot of people
exactly
who participated in the event. But,
right,
to
make it.
Before
yes.
Before I let you go, Ted, is there anything you want to say to the people? Yana 23, get them tickets, register. But go ahead,
yes,
Ted.
Yes. So, yes, definitely get your tickets, because you're going to be in the presence of some mighty warriors. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And everybody's background and everybody's story is different. So you'll be able to build your book from different stories, from different people, different experiences and different valleys and different wilderness and different come ups. And so you'll be able to have something for you to stand on to help build, you know, help you go through whatever it is that you're going through to get to where you're going. So, yeah, register and get those tickets. There's one thing I forgot to mention, Shardana. I'm doing a women's series. It's called A Queen's Reality Series, and it's based on true stories of women telling their truth. And so we're actually filming our last episode. We did 10 episodes. And so once I finish with these 10 episodes, I'm going to be collaborating with different outlets to get them on TV. And I wanted to extend that invitation to any of the other women. You don't have to be present. Everybody capture their footage on their phone or however they capture their footage. And everybody has a week. In a group, that everybody has a group that they're a part of, and it goes from group 1 hour to group 5 that they send their footage in, first week, second week, third week, fourth week, and I put it in
the
form of a movie. And
I'm
and everybody
in
shares
that
their story. Okay, so we are finishing up on episode 10. Once I finish with episode 10, it will probably be on Amazon Prime first, and then different hubs after that. But we'll be starting over, so I'll be looking for some more women to join us. I have women from New York, Miami, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia,
oh, wow,
Virginia,
so
D.C.
Like, that's good, Tandy. It's just like, this ain't like no reality show. It's like you sitting down talking, I'm filming myself talking, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you're doing throughout your day that you feel like you want it to be seen by the public, so you capture that on footage. It's just your truth. And every Friday they have to do a sit-down motivational speech, maybe 3-minute motivational speech to the people who's watching it. So every week so it's nice, and it'll be coming out, you know, all together soon once we film this last one. I'm working on the last one actually today.
Oh, wow. Don't forget, Tandy, my movie.
Oh, I got you. Just let me know when you're ready, and we can get the contracts and everything going.
Cause I'm ready. I've been ready. It's just that the script. You know, we talked about the script, so a lot of people sent me different scripts, so I've been looking at these scripts, how to do it. But, Tandy, I want to thank you so much. Matter of fact, I want to thank you so much for being a part of my life, because I feel as though that sisterhood is very important. And I can call you or you can call me. And I just want to thank you for your encouragement all these years and helping me out, giving me good advice. Girl, you are the one. And thank you for being a part of Yana 23 this year, because I know you're going
to
give amazing speech. You gonna give? I know you're going
to
give amazing speech. So,
we're looking forward to it. Y'all get
some
tickets.
Yeah, y'all better hurry up. It's the website is yana23.eventbrite.com.
yana23eventbrite.com.
Thanks. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah,
but
thank
I just
you
can't wait
for
to
the
see
platform
you
and everything. And thank you for allowing me to interview the ladies on my platform. It was truly an amazing experience to get to know them personally. So, you know, I thank you for what you're doing as well. And you stay in it. You know, sometimes you got to go in the wilderness to stay in it. Don't you give up.
Yeah. I will, Tandy. Thank you so much. Because you started me. You said, won't you have your own? I ain't going to never forget that. You're like, why are you asking everybody to be, won't you have your own? I was like, oh,
have
I got to have my own.
That's right. Yeah, I love it. That's how we build each other.
And now look at me, 6 years later, I'm still having
six
one.
6 years later.
And I never thought it would
be
this far. That's right.
Yes.
The Poconos, Kalahari Resort, y'all. I'm telling you, y'all going to enjoy yourself. There's a lot of stuff to do out here. There's a lot of stuff to do there, too. But for those who gamble, it's a casino down the road. For those who want to shop, it's an outlet down the road. You understand what I'm saying? They got a lot of stuff out here that you can do. So I see everybody in the Poconos on May the 13th. I'm so excited.
Yes.
May the 13th.
So
but thank you. And thank you again, Tandy, for being on Let's Talk Through podcast. And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Let's Talk Through podcast. And enjoy the rest of your evening. And good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk To podcast with author Sharnell Williams. Tune in next time every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love.